Hello, a will tussa a giri nismo how to gael idle hail. Well, ta dan ursa going deep.
Yes, Tom with Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let Nismo Gwelga, August Nismo Glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August Tour Talk Yuck Star Bud Kraila.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
How to Gael, an Acast production.
Falter Rashkili, How to Gael, Lumsa Dirin.
Lumsa Louise.
August Lumsa Shiva. Oh my god, Colleeny, first step of Fefe Carr.
Yeah, Aflin Vivashadiv.
August Gurabalagdish.
Woohoo. Plean Nila, Tom Nervisha, Colleeny.
Well.
Ta, Ruddy, Olvorig, Tosnu, Dumsa, Tommy Tosnu, Postnu, Untakin.
Oh, here we go. Plugity, plug. Okay.
No, honestly, Tom make plug old, but Tom actually a rug, Mokonta, like Cake Gunner Visha.
Yeah. But it's going to be unreal.
It's who's the capital Olvorig.
You mean to, like, just constantly nervous?
Yeah. Like, no way, in offense, but like.
Yeah.
We're always nervous.
Yeah, well, your nerves are just always active, aren't they?
Yeah.
Either way.
You need to get out that stage I got you for Chris Kendall.
Sorry, this is true. Why is that not kicked in yet?
Yeah.
I'm not burning enough.
No, have you seen that meme? Have you seen that meme of like your man? He's like saging all the bad energy, and then he passed out because he is the bad energy. Have you ever seen that? That's very good.
So are you trying to say I'm the bad energy?
No, I'm not. I'm never ever. Listen, we're starting a new year, new eras. I'm on my coffee drinking era for 2024. Loads of bad habits to take up. It'll be great. But this episode is called, hang on there now, what the official title was I sent you. Oh yeah. How to avoid all the new year, new me shite. And tell me, how do you feel about the new year, new me shite?
That just rolled off the tongue there. That's going to look great on the graphics.
Such a poet, yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. 7 lines long.
Yeah.
It's such a valid topic though.
Mm,
I love it. Yeah. If you make Apple Shiva, you'd be a good woman for this now because, you know, you go against the trends.
Yeah, so I don't ascribe to the new year, new me. And like, I haven't in a while and I don't like... Well, I think you're setting yourself up for failure, you know, like they say, like 80% of New Year's resolutions, people don't stick to them anyway. So I think why be so hard on yourself and like set you up for failure? I mean, it's nice to have goals and it's nice to have a time to reflect and stuff. But I think ever laying down something so concrete for yourself is always going to be. Yeah. Well, am I just really easy on myself?
No, that's good though. I think you're...
I definitely don't think you're easy on yourself. But like, maybe it's the non-conform Shiva who's like, just because everyone else is doing it at this time of the year, I don't want to do it. Do you know, like, Shin and Rod, because I would disagree, August, like, a raw, or in the Binche Guma, like, it's nice to have someone direct you to, like, force yourself into being like, this is a new start. Mm. Like, on this, you know, this month, this week, I'm going to Dainey or Ox, you know, Jarrod the new, Hus new, or like... You know,
yeah, no, it's so good, but I think sometimes a lot of the New Year's resolutions are, you know, I need to lose weight, I need to do this, and there are things that people are like picking on about themselves that, I mean, we won't get into the topic of maybe the weight loss one, but like these things that they don't have longevity, you know, like in the long run, they're not good for you and you're focusing on the wrong things. Whereas I really agree with maybe I'm going to be kinder this year, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that, you know, but I think like when we really focus on like the physical stuff and that's setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a more articulate way to say it's a load of shite.
So what are you saying is shite? What people are choosing to have as intentions for the new year, or the fact that it's like people are using this time of a new year to set their intentions?
Well, you know, like this is real. I think it's no coincidence. Operation Transformation is back on the screens and all the, like, you know, everybody gets really obsessed with shedding the, you know, the Christmas weight. I mean, we're all a little bit of that. But you know what? I'm going to give a plug here now. But we were on Fall to 2024, our TG Cahir, Mahéin Agus Dath Sé, a rare. I'm back referencing from the future. So now is Ihi Kim Vliana, Vimarar Fall to 2024, Artich Kahar. And we interviewed the Dingle Druid. Do you know the Dingle Druid? Mm-hmm. Julie Niwellon. Mm-hmm. And she's, I'm a major fan of hers. She's great. But if she shoo the raw, like that, this is a terrible time to be saying to yourself, I'm going to go and I'm going to do this, because things are so fucking depressing in January. The days are so short, the nights are so long, the weather is terrible. And actually, Mar Gael, our new year starts Le La Le Bride, Le Casa Unse Suer Agus Tacht an Arig. So that's a much more positive time to be bringing new things into your life. And it's a time of, you know, sowing seeds and watching them, you know, grow and eventually come the harvest time, you know, the fruit of your labour comes back to you again. So we'd be a big advocate on how to go, not to mind any of that stuff or Imi Anner, and to, you know, yeah, go with the seasons.
But ain't the understanding, like, after Christmas is the worst time to be, like, you go from being the most relaxed and the most lax about, like, your routines, your eating, your exercising, your screen time, to then all of a sudden going, like, the harshest you could be on yourself. And it's just such a hard 90 degree turn, you know, or 180, whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas if you give yourself maybe January to kind of like slowly go into it, yes, you know, a bit of a crescendo.
Very good. Very good.
Rather than like straight into everything good is now bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, actually, that's so true. But what are you? I had a question for you there now. Oh, yeah. Are you going to go on the dry? Are you going to do dry January?
I would love to do it, but I feel like going total dry January might be tough, because there will be like some fun stuff I want to do. I'm not going to get to meet everyone over Christmas, so I've made some January plans already. Yeah, kind of like just for Dublin weekends. So I'm like, you know, there'll be a night or two, but I'll definitely try to be a bit more conscious. I feel just in general going into 2024, I am super curious, but I don't know if I'd have the willpower. I think I did. Are any of you know?
Sober curious.
Yeah, I am.
I would be. Yeah.
I mean, emphasis on the curious. Yeah. I'm not sober.
I'd love to like be able to like want to go out on a night out, fully a big mad night out, and not touch a drop.
I've started doing more like, oh, I'll drive this time, or I'll do this, you know, and like getting people used to me not drinking. Because I used to be like, sorry, not poor me or anything, but I feel like I was, I like a good time, right?
Yeah.
And like, I maybe would be known for that. And then I felt like I had to live up to this kind of name I created for myself of being the fun, you know?
Yeah. Where,
and then I felt really disappointed then if I don't drink, or I feel like I'm disappointing other people if I don't drink. So I try, the last like year or a bit, I have been kind of introducing people to like, oh no, I'm driving, or no, I have something on in the morning, and our entertainment's been great. It actually has.
Yeah, but I find as well, do you lose your voices? I lose my voices all the time after that.
Yes.
Yeah. And obviously just in this biz, like you can't have that.
Welcome I to actually, Ireland AM.
I know, a person I worked with, like, oh, I won't tell you who now, but like showed me, really, I thought it was a nasty thing to do, like showed me this thread that was online, okay, about my hoarse voice after nights out, and it actually really kind of resonated with me, and I was like, well, they're not wrong. Like, I could
have a hoarse voice
anyway
times.
I know, but like I feel
like
there's a little husk, but then there's like,
it's like Phoebe and Friends
obvious,
sexy
like
husk.
Day after a night out husk, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Careful, like, this can all dry me out there. And
listen, I mean, I'd love to say it, I did do dry January once 6 years ago. I know. And I'm often like, I'm going to do it again.
Well, this year I feel 2023 went through some periods where you were like very.
So the max was 3 weeks.
Was
so,
it?
No, so bad. Yeah. No, because I am like that. Okay. First of all, I love a good time as well. And I also really hate disappointing people, because I'm like that as well. You know, I spent my whole 20s/late teens, you know, cultivating a name for myself for being the center of all the crack. Mm-hmm. And people are very disappointed when I turn up and say I'm not drinking. I feel like I'm letting them down.
And I hate that.
Yeah.
I want everyone to like me. I'm constantly seeking validation.
Yeah, it's really bad. But I am going to try and be a bit more cognizant of that. I mean, I've toyed with the idea of sober curiosity a few times, but I keep saying it at home, and actually it's gotten to the stage where my dad is like, Tyrion, either fucking give up the drink or stop talking about it, because we can't keep listening to you bang on about it. I was like, oh, I've lost all credibility, so that I'm going to go off. But yeah.
The girl who cried dry.
Yeah, I know. It's desperate, isn't it? But no, I definitely will try. Like with work and stuff like that, it's very hard, even if you're on the best of intentions. I find I'm on the road and all flat. It's very rude not to go out with people for a drink. Yeah. Like, you know.
And sometimes it is the best decompression. Like, you know, 100%. After a really long day of shooting something, a nice glass of something is, well, I guess, like, also a nice cup of tea, maybe, should I say?
I don't know.
I can't justify it either. Yeah.
I know. Oh, but you know what I was thinking there? See the way you have now planned, right, for the Me Anner.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, a better month for doing it would be maybe dry February, because Christmas spills over into January and it's a little bit tough to hear to it. Whereas if we like got it all out of our system in Jan and then maybe tried to do it. Also, February's the shortest month.
Oh,
I've cracked it.
There you go. That's it.
And also, you can't be like, if you're giving out about people using January to like kick off these like, you know, health kicks or lose weight, you can't be like, okay, dry January is grand. Like, sure, you know what I mean? Like, are you, so are we making a blanket rule that like, don't do any of, like, don't start anything in January? You think that it's too much pressure? That's the voice that I wasn't even out last night.
You're cracking me. I'm thinking about actually giving up the drink. The emotion of it all.
Like, don't do it to me.
No, but I think it's more, I don't think abstaining from alcohol for a month is a bad thing. Like, I think everyone should do it now, every now and again.
No, I know that, but I'm saying like, okay, so at the start of this chat, we were like, January's a bad month to.
Yeah.
So like, I still stand by that. That's why I'm saying February will be better.
Yeah.
Because there's not as much pressure and everyone's not talking about it. And
the weather's just better. You're in better form.
Yeah.
You know?
Annoying that, does dry Jan? No, dry Feb. None of them rhyme anyway.
Fjärrflug. So actually, we were talking about, okay, new year. What do we do first? Or, you know, first day of 2024, first real day of 2024. Yesterday doesn't count. It was New Year's Day. And how do we talk about the new year without it being absolute doses and being like, oh, you know, new year, new me shite. So originally we said, listen, you know, predicting the year ahead of us, that maybe we might go and talk to a card reader for the crack. We'd mentioned it a couple of weeks ago on the podcast. And then we quickly realized we couldn't broadcast any of that. Things were just so personal. We were all a bit shocked, weren't we?
Yeah.
What were your first impressions when we went in to see Grania?
I'd never done anything like that before, and I would be very, very skeptical of that kind of vibe, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it. It smelled gorgeous. That was the first thing that hit me, just the incense. And then, yeah, I don't know. Like, I really enjoyed the reading, to be honest. But I feel like you get what you put into it. I was kind of very like, yeah, cool. That's me. Okay. You know?
Mm. Yeah, you were very click. And actually, a little caveat here. I had put out a call on Instagram a couple of weeks ago from people being like, you know, looking for a card reader, bit of crack. And loads of people got back to me and said her name. So she's obviously kind of well regarded amongst that circle. But we were saying that, Shiva, you were kind of glick about it, you know, you weren't giving her too much, but she still made a lot of good calls.
No, she absolutely got a load of things right, which I have no idea how she did, or the cards did, or whatever, whatever way it is. But also, like, I don't know, like, I wasn't going in as an absolute skeptic or not believing whatever she did, but I just, like, if she asked something, I wouldn't give loads back, because that's obviously what they can gauge off. And like, not even in a, I'm not trying to accuse of anything here, but like, they just, the more they know of you, the more they can tell you, you know. And I just kind of didn't, I kind of kept my cards close to my chest. Also, I was a little bit nervous if I gave too much away what she would say, you know. So I kind of
I really feel like I could happily go through my life without anyone telling me something bad is going to happen. Maybe I am a nervous Nelly after all.
Yeah.
The more I think about it, that's gas. I need to shake that. No, but I think I thought it might be.
No, you don't though.
Do you not?
No,
think?
I hate when people are like, oh, I'm a bit nervous, or I'm a bit this, or I'm a bit anxious, like I need to get rid of it. Yeah, you don't need to get rid of it.
I actually, no, do you know what? I take back nervousness. I don't think it's that. I think that I'm more
excitable.
Controlling, no, than I realized.
Oh, right?
I think I've learned this, and I'm like, worry, or like when something's out of my control or something's new, I'm like, oh, I want it to be this way. And if I can't control it, and then when I get a grasp of it, then I kind of will calm down. Do you know, I don't know how to properly 100%. Explain that.
Nope.
So I think a card reading is so out of your control, because she can quite literally say anything, and then part of you might believe, oh, what if she does have a little bit of dreachtag? It's like, I don't know.
Now, I will say, before she was reading, I said, I have a sneaky feeling that she's going to say this about Shiva. and I won't say what it was, but I was correct.
No, you can say it. She yeah. said I was going to be pregnant within the year.
Yes, and I was like 100% she was going to be up to go.
You know what Darren said to me, honestly, when we were booking this, she was like, I bet you she's going to tell Shiva she's going to get pregnant.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm getting married in 2024. It's not the biggest leap. And like, if that card came up,
yeah, fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
I'll take it. You know, we'll
But she also said really nice, positive things about, like, you know, your life and work and everything. And I feel
yours was the most positive.
It really was. It was very positive. It was like the third or the fourth card she pulled, and she was like, you've got a lovely, like, earth sign man in your life.
Yeah.
Those things are so nice.
No, it was. Yours was very, very positive. And again, you did the right thing because you didn't feed into it too much, whereas I was swallowing everything she said. So after the card reading, Shiva had to run off to do VOs, and I came back to collect my car, and we stopped for hot chocolates on the way back, and myself and Louise were kind of like, we really read into ours didn't we?
Big time.
How did you feel when you met Grania?
I was like you, Shiva. I was a bit apprehensive going into it. And like, it was also strange because we were all sitting there together listening to one another's. And like,
I liked it too. The
reactions
were like, could you see when she was talking to you, me and Louise were literally like hitting each other being like, oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we were. But I don't know, like, I wasn't expecting her to say anything like that she didn't say, you know. And it was quite like positive as well. She said nice things about, like, she was like, there's a Sagittarian knight in your life. And I was like, oh, cute.
So
like, she got taken star sign right. It was funny when she was like, there's a change of address in his future.
Yeah. Oh my God, stop.
You know, and then like, there was like funny things about work and life and different opportunities. And like, I went actually into work because I was recording that evening. And I said to one of the girls at Today FM, I was like, oh my God, you know, the psychic has just told me this, this and this. And she was like, she's like from Mayo, real cynic. And she was like, well, Google's a fucking great thing.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, so there's that side of it too.
Yeah, there is. But I had been in contact with her and she didn't know us beforehand.
Yeah, I got that sense. Like, she was asking us loads, and we were almost like, should we say something?
Yeah.
I don't feel like she knew too much beforehand.
No, I don't think so. But she did. Yeah, she
like, as in, you know, so they were just laughing at work when, you know, she was like, there's going to be a really big work opportunity like coming your way in the new year. And like, that we could just announce that I was starting the Today FM show. So I was like, no way.
Oh my God, how did you know?
You know, but no, it's when Nora Derenji stuff, like at the whole Parasantha and Fui the Codger of, then I think you're like, oh, you know.
Like, yours is all very positive.
Barry, there was one broken-hearted man in my life that no one could account for. But anyway,
you never know. He might turn up at some stage.
Oh, God.
I also had a mean misogynistic gambler somewhere around.
Oh yeah, you did.
Whoever it is, make yourself known. I don't know who you are.
I know, but like, in fairness, Grania was so like, she was kind of very like a. Direct about her.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, there was no nonsense with her, I feel.
No.
She was just like, oh, well, look, it could be this, it could be that, or it could be nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I feel like she wasn't trying to push something on us, like, in a way, scaremongering.
Yes.
You know, like, there is this person in your life. Like, beware.
Yeah, beware.
You know.
But again, yours was all very positive. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think mine was the most, as soon as I sat down, she was, like, making outrageous calls that were like, how would you know this?
Yeah.
So that was a bit mad, wasn't
it? I'd say you honestly had bruises, Louise, from the... Oh my god.
I know.
She was so accurate. It was outrageous.
But I wonder, is it something to do with like your energy when you go to her? Because I feel when you went and sat across from her, it was like you almost had that front up. Like,
Shiva's quite hard. You're quite hard to read, though.
You are
though.
Hard to read in general, though.
Yeah, you are.
I feel like I show everything on my face.
No, I feel like you're really mysterious.
Oh, I was so
tired. Yeah.
I don't know about mysterious, but I feel it's like. Like, you know, when you sat down, I feel you were like, you knew what you were sitting in front of, so you were like, here we go. No, like, challenge on.
I think you wanted
answers, so you were like, this is me, like, tell me. Like,
no, when I walked in, do you know, when we sat down, we were like sitting down, and she was just straight away, she was like, oh, this, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
I didn't think any of.
But like, you like that kind of stuff, so I think you went into open.
Yeah,
like maybe. You were like, this is me, open. Like, read me, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, because, well, do you remember at the start, she was kind of giving out to me, I was like, oh, I'm a Virgo, but I'm not anything like a Virgo or whatever. Yeah.
And she was like, you're full Virgo.
Oh yeah. I know, 100%. I was like, oh God, okay, so here we go. Yeah, so she was kind of, I suppose, seeing through me a good bit. But it was, I found it a bit of an unsettling thing. But I do think that with these things, you can get really caught up in them. So I, like, walked out of it, and I was like, I've done a couple of those throughout my life, and I've always got the same things always came up for me. They always come up. So it's the same kind of stuff that comes up every time. So I was like, oh, I don't know. Maybe also, like, you know, three white middle class women, you know.
Yeah.
It's not a huge leap, like, you know.
Yeah, in their 30s.
In their 30s.
Like babies,
yeah.
Marriage, yeah. Like change of addresses, career things.
Yeah. It's quite. But she was great. And I would definitely recommend, if you want to do something like for a hen or something like that, she'd be a bit of crack. But I wouldn't be like, as soon as you walk out the door, you kind of have to park it and be like, right, that's the end of that.
Because it's so hard to do that, though. Yeah. Because actually, we fully went for a little showload, and we were like, oh my God. And then, oh my God. And then she said this. And then, you know, you kind of do, you have to process it as well.
Yeah, but you have to. Yeah.
Take the nice bits.
Take the nice bits and leave the bad at the door.
Yeah.
But anyway, our plans for foreseeing our 2024 were scuppered.
Yeah. I know. Do you know what? I actually came out afterwards and I was like, how did we think that we could broadcast every single bit of
this? Like, it does get quite personal, but I guess you're going in and asking them to talk about your personal life.
Maybe we just should have thought about it a little bit more beforehand.
Yeah. Well, look, lesson learned. Gorfefe cuig ni vemi didin on Road Cana.
We'll be sitting here next year, and instead of Santa Runda, we'll be doing a baby shower for Shiva.
Oh, there you go.
Popping the gender reveal.
All I want is a baby for Christmas. And also, she also predicted a secret trip for Louise.
Oh my God. Sorry, so I said this to Declan.
Oh yeah.
Because I think this is kind of funny. So Declan was like, how'd you get on with that? And I was like, so she told me that my Sagittarian knight was planning a secret holiday sometime in January. He was going to whisk me away. And he was like, Jesus, I wonder who that secret knight is. Sagittarian knight is. He's like, it's not me anyway.
What he would say.
That's, yeah.
If he had some books.
Sorry, no. Like, I've realised Sagittarians need to be handheld and brought shopping for the Bruntinus Nanolig even. So
I feel like that's all men. That's all men.
You know what? You're not wrong.
Yeah. I know we're not. Yeah.
That's all men.
Anyway.
Okay.
I'll let you know though, in case I do end up parlour.
Yeah. If you see any gorgeous reels of vestiaire fits on a beach, you know you got it right.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
If January 2023 version of you could see Mina Nolug, Fehe Fehe Tree version of you, what were in the Ruddy Gertie Really Gary Dinavam Lena that you just, I don't know, didn't get done or had hoped to? For example, I had grand plans of savings and mortgages and all the rest of Lena, and I haven't saved a red cent all year.
Do you have a savings account there?
I've evolved on Revolution.
You need savings.
I know. I need.
Put a standing order in.
Yeah, I know. I know. I do. No, actually, sorry. I do actually have a little thing that comes out of my Bank of Ireland. It's like 40 euro a month. Yeah. Oh no. My savings are non-existent. It's very. But no, Emilina. You know, hussy. Dahrig Megalor Ruddy O'Hay, of course, the Arig edition, you know, being my gubber Lumhain. So I sorted all that out because I had a bit of a disaster in the Inchicata Lesh. So down in my Cachna. So 2024 is my year for saving. Okay.
Okay.
I'm manifesting it. But cut me out there if you're ready.
I want to jump on that bus, Latza, because last year was a spenny year for me. Merce Flower, we got to December and I was like, oh.
Like, I know.
It was expensive. But look, I have no regrets. It was unreal. It was such a big year in my life. Yeah. So I'm like a smean of Shearer and I'm like, yeah, no regrets. Like, it was well worth every penny that I'll have to pay back for the rest of my days. Anyway, so I said this actually in my wedding speech, you might remember it, like, for since about 2017, Declan and I have always made a list of like 10 goals we have every year. We do it around December time, and it's just kind of become like a nose-to-thaw-gun, and it's gas. We're both really competitive, so we set 5 intentions each, and it can be like just aims for the year, like non, like
just
from
casual ones, like have win another All-Ireland, have a national radio show. Yeah.
Okay, oh yeah, so such sometimes there's Roddy Mora Aaron Lista, but
God
like,
almighty, talking overachieving.
Actually, Shiva's probably like rolling her eyes being like, oh, what kind of losers set revolutions? Set resolutions.
No, I didn't.
But it's like a year long running thing, and it's like nice to, I don't know, revert back to from time to time. So I feel I cannot give out about 2023 in any sense of the word. I'm so grateful for the year we've had, and like if I could do it again, I actually would. I think that's why I'm nervous going into Fae Fae Cahir, because 23 was such a big year that I'm like, oh, like, you know what I mean? I hope that this will be as fab a year.
Yeah, well, it's going to be very hard,
but
to
it
top
was
23.
Like, I would say, if you ask questions, Harry, and I went off surprise surprise off on a tangent, if January 2023 January saw me now, I would say, oh my God, she'd be so proud that I was like, this is going to sound cheesy now, gals. But anyway, that I'm like sitting in the Orison show. I've like two cord to all the Nua. Oh. I definitely spent the first like 4 to 5 months of living in Dublin, January to whatever time, like into the summer, being like, oh, I'm like a lonely girl in Dublin. Declan was flat out training. I didn't love like the dark evenings on my own last January in the apartment, or like I didn't look forward to being in Dublin on my own. Whereas now, like definitely coming back this week and heading into a new week of, and a new year in Dublin, I'm so excited, and I kind of feel like it's like my home away from home, and like that I'm settled here. So that's
delighted.
Yeah, I'm really delighted. Happy about
cute,
that.
Cute,
yeah,
cute.
Yeah.
Well, that's very cute. But Fae Fae Tree, if that was your year, Fae Fae Cahir is going to be Shiva's year. She's going to be pregnant.
No, let her get married first.
Yeah,
let me get married. Yeah, no, but like a brand new year, Fae Fae Tree was like, career wise for me was quite big. You know, I had some kind of jobs come my way that I didn't foresee, and there were kind of these things that once they came, I was kind of just taking them in my stride and doing them and panicking and all this and that. And then I was like, I actually am going to take this time to like, because me 2 years ago would be like, oh my God, I can't believe we did that.
Yeah.
So I do want to also like sit and remind myself like how lucky I am for all the opportunities I've gotten, and
that's very hard.
No, it is.
It
especially
is so hard.
Like, it's like it's almost like you take it for granted once you're in it, but you don't stop to look at how far you've come to get to this point.
Yeah.
And it's I'm there like complaining about it, and I'm like, oh my God, I cannot complain about this. You know, I would have killed for this.
Do you know what a good little quote I sometimes like say to myself when I'm in that situation is like, Louise, stop and remember when everything you have now is everything you once dreamed of having.
Yeah.
And it's like
totally.
Like knocking yourself back into a bit of perspective.
Yeah, or else I like denim bugus few us never thought I never got. You know, like I kind of belittle the things I'm doing, and I'm like, hold on now, you would have thought this was huge a few years ago, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, Fae Fae Cahir is going to be exciting. We have the wedding in June.
Woo.
Thanks. I want to reassess my work this year, and that I might take a leap away from, I don't know, my 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Abro Sora Day girl.
I am speaking into existence.
Yeah, I know. I've actually said it. Now I'm still gonna be working with them part time because I absolutely love working with Conor na Gaeilge. But I'm going to take a bit of a leap and try a little bit more of the telling stuff.
Oh great! Yeah. Oh, I'm delighted. That's so exciting.
It is. No, it is. I'm looking forward to not doing 3 jobs at once.
Oh, unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal.
And like Agdiru the orator, you know, and Oisin will the fashion, because you are so passionate about it. Like, if you'll, and obviously you're so passionate about Gaeilge, in case Conor na Gaeilge, I think that you're, that wasn't your passion, but this is like, you know, you come alive on the screen.
Oh, thanks. No, but I also like, I feel that I need to pay more attention to the people in my life, because like, because I've been doing like 3 different things at the same time, I feel like I haven't been prioritizing my family and my friends and my partner as much as I could have, or not that I could have, I honestly couldn't with the time that I was, the hours that I was doing. So I'm looking forward to doing that in 2024.
Ah, that's very cute.
Yeah. What about you, Darren?
I don't know. 2023 was not my best year, but I had like, I don't know. I don't think they can all be dead years. So 2024 is going to be, I don't know, a good year, but Yeah, I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm not thinking too far ahead, because I think sometimes, well, I can definitely get like a bit overwhelmed with that, because I'm like, oh my God, you know, I have to do this, this, this. And I'm a big believer in like, you know, just taking it as it comes. And I do like a thing every month where I like do a little vision board, and I keep it on my on my phone screensaver. Oh yeah, we're on it. Yeah, yeah, so board. that was our how to grill, because I really wanted to get to this many downloads of the pod, and I'm pretty we're definitely like at amazing. That number, or just around it. And there's loads of different things that like I just, you know, my personal life, my professional life, all the rest, and I'm like, okay, really. So I'm a big believer in just, you know,
excuse me, where is us becoming yogis on that screensaver?
Sorry.
Oh, it is down there.
And here as well.
Thank you so much.
And I've actually been doing loads of yoga
in
bits.
In preparation.
Yeah, and I have like my little bits written down. Oh yeah, like that that line from, you know, Sean O'Riordan, doing a silk loafer. Like I'm a big believer in...
wonder closes.
Yeah, and I'll... and, you know, opening... sorry, I keep going on about this in this podcast. People are going to think I'm a fucking spacer. But yeah, like...
embrace it there.
Yeah, embrace it. But yeah, all that kind of yogi, your Kree, Tachto de Kree Mach, it'll all work itself out. Yeah. So anyway, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, it's great. I'm delighted to see everybody, you know, doing
Can
so well.
Can I say one thing that's gas though? Because I feel I've like work-wise and just having come out of, off the back of like being freelance for so long. You know the way you just said there, like you get nervous sometimes when, I don't know, it can be feast or famine in this industry and you go through a patch and there's no confirmed work or you're working sporadically. Do you know what's so funny? It's like Murphy's Law or human nature or something. You can't have it all. So like now obviously I'm moving from that to like having... Monday to Friday for the first time in ages, and I'm like, oh my God, Monday to Friday, and it's gas how you get nervy shook either way.
You know? I know.
So like you can't have it all, or maybe you can, I don't know, but it's so funny, isn't it?
It is because
I would be Dirk Sulata, like I've been craving some bit of structure, but then when it comes you're like, maybe this is a bad thing. Maybe I won't be able to do stuff. Ella, Neelam Salupa, Hila.
Yeah, well, but not having structure is very bad for your nervous system, because you're like my life this year was fucking bananas. Like I would literally get up in one morning, I'd have to drive like maybe from Clare to Belfast, then I'd be in Belfast for the day at work, then I'd have to drive to Dublin, be in Dublin for maybe stop off in Dublin for the night, then down to Cork the next day for work. Like I actually had to do that one in October, then like back up to, you know, Clare. Like it was just bananas, like
I could not do that. Yeah. I couldn't do that. Like I think you have to have a very strong center and sense of self to do that much travel and like not be I don't know, fully rooted someplace.
Yeah.
Because you really have to find it in yourself, like to be centered.
Definitely. That's definitely something that I need to, 2024. It's going to be I'm going to try to get down to 4-day week. Did I say that to you? I'm going to try to bring myself down. Now that, you know, to do that, come ever Agraha. And like we all know that is not my strong suit. But anyway. Right, Kylie, didn't mean to hear if they show you mad Gunther, right? But I want your pit and peaks. New book point to you, slog point to you, the fae tree. I'll go shing through it, I get fae car. Did Louise have any log point to you? I don't know.
Oh, God, I feel like that's tempting fate to say. My highlight, obviously, is going to have to be Mavanish. Like, yeah. Getting married.
That was fantastic.
It was class. And yeah, good night, Rilachi, Vilesh, because it's so exciting. It's class. The low point. Shin Kodaker.
Yeah.
Foglamy. Can we do highlights of this?
Okay, highlights of this.
And then we'll finish on a negative note.
Okay, yeah.
Book Fuente. Like I'm delighted that we booked the Bonner Shimlina, but also work wise, I have to say Grier and Troll was one of the best experiences of my life. So like that was incredible. 10 days shooting that in the blaring sun, he is aboard Lorga, was class.
That was really and Rod really more this come out does shockery kind of Rodney Smo Bearla, and you know,
it's kind of like Stoker Ray Newadum.
I think that was a real starter of like, now you're on Ireland AM, and you know, Deshna Untucha, Tachle Virgin. Like, it's great.
Oh, sorry, and when we start the podcast.
I was going to say that too.
That can
I really
like
it.
Common. Ken
Turgon. Because it really has been amazing to know you guys.
Oh, no, it was. Yeah. Oh my God. Kate Fingid.
Now it's like one of my most used WhatsApp groups. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God. 100%. Yeah. I know.
I'm shy. Sorry at replying though, ever. No, that's actually rather good. I need to get these fire. That's going on my. I'm gonna.
I don't think you could close the gap and see.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
But also, I love for the podcast that, like, you know, with your friends, you see them when you can, but we're kind of forced to meet.
I know it's great.
And
it
it's
is
so good.
Yeah. Can get no, definitely in Budhrailish at Can Mo Buchwinty. I would say probably Mo Buchwinty was Team Blair Mo 30th, like Vima. Our holidays suspend or fact shocked and then Hannah met a valer fight kaiki or fight call law agor the vanish and then you know went away for a night and then chuma gadi Lanzarote mach gadi mahish mahori or fight couple law and then I came back and had a rager of a party and I just felt so much love. You know, friends from all over the country came to have the big party. Yeah, it was really great. So like obviously not a wedding, we know when people make a big effort for you and you just feel so much grow. So that was that Kai Keys or Tree Shachtan was really deadly. And Log Fuinty,
well, could I make a suggestion? Better not Log Fuinty, that we Corla.
I was going to say also as a as part of that couple of weeks I got into it, the story was cut out, but I got into a Vespa / motorbike accident.
Did you fall off?
I did,
you never told us about it.
Yeah, well, it keeps getting cut. It keeps getting cut from the podcast. But anyway, now I have a big, massive burn scar. I won't because it's so rotten. I won't show you. But
Give us the weekly update.
Okay, look,
my leg is so pale. It's so bad.
But no, I used to be a real girl now to get the legs out all the time. And I have a big burn on the back of my calf. Hopefully 2024 I'll go do a bit of laser and get rid of it, but the lesson I've learned from it is not to be so vain. And also don't get on the back of a Vespa. Don't rent a Vespa and then don't get on it wasn't really our fault, it was a hit and run. Don't fall off. And if you do, don't fall off it. That was a bit of a disaster now for me, but anyway, other than that, I mean, listen, could have been a lot worse.
And Kato Falma Gumsa is probably like Topic on Desh Igolni. Like, you know, I was chucking bugging come locally out. You know, I keep bringing it up all the time, but part of me does like reflect and I'm like, why didn't I have the Leroy to do this 5 years ago?
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes, like, I think especially going into New Year's, you do set intentions, and sometimes the thing that slows you down from going for what you really want is your winning or it's like your circumstance. And sometimes just back yourself wholeheartedly and be like that's why I'm so happy to hear you're a new Achtshiva, that you're jumping fully into the land of TV, because it is a really scary industry to fully immerse yourself in. And like, I don't care how confident you are as a broadcaster, there's always part of you that'll be like, am I good enough? I'm talking to 200,000 people, I'm going on national TV. You'll always have these doubts, but Topic on Desh, and like, back yourself 1000%, because the most magical things like actually can happen if you allow them to.
Yeah.
I think Shin on Kakta found my gumsa. And also good. I made a pact with Dirin on my 30th birthday, the day of the show on our
TV. We did.
That I was leaving self-deprecation in my 20s.
Let the hole.
Yes.
I am a strakalesh orinta, but I do catch myself, and you catch me too.
Well, sure. Today we admired your nails and you're like, ugh.
Yeah, but I actually don't love them.
Oh, right, okay, that's
right. Genuinely, okay, that is a genuine feeling.
Okay, I thought you were just being
self-deprecating. They're like the Christmas nail that needs off because it's January.
For the record, I love them.
Oh,
okay. They're very festive. I like them as well. Okay, Shiva.
Mahorla, fine. Just be a fine of it.
I have learned so much from you for that.
Well, no, because sometimes I'm really bad for it. You know, when you're just waiting for something to happen, or waiting for like, something to come along, when like you could be doing something just as exciting or just as fun or just as fulfilling in the time you're waiting, you know?
Yeah.
And I always think things come to you.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm just very, very lucky.
No.
I feel things come to you, so just be a finer.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? I have to say, Shin Candice, in my character development in 2023, that's one of the big things called Falun Hugum, and it's 100% your influence, because I'm just, you talk to Anna, cool, Leverly Martian.
Cool and mysterious.
Yeah, cool. Tattoo though. Well, you have such a squidgy center. You know, you're a real softy, but like, you don't know that unless you get to know you really like well. Yeah, I think so. Tattoo. Yeah, but like, you wouldn't ni vechshesh and roll a scut. You know, Morocco will ahne vahagut or Shiva.
Okay, spatial.
Yeah.
I'm getting that reading here.
I know. Yeah. We're reading your energy.
This is what Dirin should start as a side hustle for 2020.
There you go. Well, there you go. Yeah. Glúis na seachtaine, hit me.
Right, I'm going to go leis on vocalis mo o mocuid corla, which is fina, patience.
Gama.
Yeah,
gama. The whole thing. I'm going to do on rodkeina agus on fraza ranum. Topic an desh, take the chance, hop on the opportunity.
Okay, come on. I am going to go Le Fiara Fluch. Fiara Fluch, Birchi Fluch, Snobby Trim. And
brand.
Yeah. Let's have a lovely Fiara Fluch. A fucking Fiara Fluch.
Fiara Fluch. Now, right.
Chin chin.
Okay, Carlini Gurmi, Lamaha Guys.
Slán! Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, we'll toss it a giri nismo how to gail either hail. Well, ta dan urta going deep.
Yes, Tom Witt Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let nismo goelge, August nismo glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form, and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August 4th, talk your star bud crayla.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.